The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning to all of you here in the sanctuary and those joining us online. Welcome, whoever you are, wherever you may be on your spiritual journey, on your life's journey, whatever you must in conscience truly, responsibly believe, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you, we welcome you and invite you to celebrate a tradition that began about a decade ago, an annual tribute to Unitarian Universalist troubadours. You troubadours are the singer-songwriters who make our Unitarian Universalist faith more accessible and inspire us to greater heights of spiritual awakening and activism. I'm Jerry Lazzaro. I chair the worship committee here at the Fellowship, and I'm honored once again to officiate this year's tribute. And this year, in keeping with April's Soul Matters theme, the gift of interdependence, we'll focus on music that affirms our place in the web of existence of which we are all a part. And it's particularly appropriate because today, of course, is the day before Earth Day 2024. As singer-songwriter Peter Mayer reminded us in this morning's prelude, all the splendors of creation are very happy that you came because they needed someone to see them. His words echo those of writer Annie Dillard, reading 420 in our hymnal, "We are here to abet creation and to witness to it, to notice each other's beautiful face and complex nature so that creation need not play to an empty house." So how wonderful that you're here this morning in this house to affirm respect and gratitude for the web of existence and to share in making music that recreates the beauty and wonder of the created world. So let's begin worship by lighting our chalice. The chalice and the flame together symbolize our free faith. They signify, among many things, Jeannie, when you rearrange things yesterday at the cleanup, is this thing going to work here? How does it work?
Push it forward, push the button.
I just push the button?
Now push it forward to the light. Here. Push it forward.
How many Unitarians does it take?
And then push the button, and boom.
Oh, I push the button.
Push the little button right below it.
Here, Phil, while you're up here, I'll tell you what. Phil's going to light the chalice here. Right, okay. The chalice and flame signify, among many things, our openness to the wisdom of many ages and traditions and our commitment to keep the light of truth, the warmth of compassion, and the fire of commitment to liberty and justice for all burning within ourselves and in our world. And this morning, the chalice and the flame serve as a metaphor for the creation of music. The chalice is the container, the space where the musicians and the listeners gather. The oil is the fuel, the hours of practice and the life experiences of everyone in the room. The wick is the instruments and the vocal cords through which the music flows. And the flame is the music, which is created as if by magic. When the instruments are lifted, the breath is inhaled and the downbeat is nodded. May this flame ignite the music within us all. And in this time when peace is a hard thing to come by, we do every week repeat our aspiration for peace. May peace be with us. See, it's not as easy as it looks. Way to go, Phil. Thank you very much. I was looking for that little candle. Okay, all right. Now let's summon from within us a song of joy and gratitude for our earthly home. The song is from Misa Gaia, which translates Earth Mass. Misa Gaia was a collaboration between Paul Winter and a host of talented songwriters and performers, including Unitarian Universalist troubadour Jim Scott. Jim Scott is one of the most prolific, well-traveled, and known UU troubadours. You may remember, I know, well, Preston and Linda would, and Anne is here too, that several members of our fellowship performed with other UUs in the greater Philadelphia area in a performance of Misa Gaia at the First Unitarian Church of Philadelphia. Right? Marion, you were actually singing that day, right? Yeah. And Teresa, you were there, I think. Yes, you were, right, yeah, okay. So one of the songs in this joyful and moving musical tribute to the wonder and majesty of the earth is The Blue-Green Hills of Earth, and that song is included in our gray hymnal under the title For the Earth Forever Turning. So the choir of the Unitarian Universalist Church and Center of Fresno, California, leads us this morning in singing hymn number 163, For the Earth Forever Turning. Song. Our moment for all ages this morning is a musical moment for all ages. It features none other than one of our favorite and beloved UU singer-songwriters, David C. Perry. All right. David has shared his creativity, affability, and humor with us on so many, many occasions over the years, and he graciously volunteered again to perform in this year's UU Troubadour service, and I'll let him introduce this morning's musical moment for all ages.
Thank you, Jer. If there's any children at the back of the room coloring, looking at me with blank faces, who would like to come up here and share their cuteness with the world, I invite you to do so now or forever feel guilty that you didn't. Come on, I know somebody's grandkid is here. Oh, wait a minute, Grandma's gonna drag him by the ear up here. This is it's classic. This is a song not by Rafi Tavoukian, but Kavoukian, and that's what happens when you spell things over the phone to Jerry. C-T, you know, we're close. I have a fondness for C because I'm David C. Perry. And I actually met Rafi years ago back up in Canada, which also starts with C, early in his career. He just put out an album called Singable Songs for the Very Young. Anybody get that in their world? And it basically set the whole children's music world on fire. And there's like before Rafi and after Rafi. And this is one of his songs called All I Really Need. And because we don't have the kids here, you guys are going to have to focus on your inner child. And Christine will accompany me. It actually has some sign language. It's not ASL. It's more like adjacent sign language because it's not really sign language. But if you can do some, and Christine didn't know I was going to ask her to do this, so that's why she has that stunned look on her face. Here comes Mr. Techie here. See, that got me in trouble. Just keep doing what I'm doing. My whole life has been that way. All right. It's called All I Really Need. I'm stepping on my cord. This is why my wife is here. She was pulling the lint off my jeans before. We watched a National Geographic thing on chimpanzees, and I felt like we were chimps grooming each other. All right, here we go. Here's the chorus, which you'll learn, I'm sure.
All I really need is a song in my heart, food in my belly, and love in my family. All I really need is a song in my heart, and love in my family.
If you sing it, they will come. All right, cool. So here's the deal. All I really need is a song in my heart. We'll go right to heart. Can you guys make hearts? I've seen these all over the internet. I know we can make hearts now. Food in my belly, just rub your tummies. And love, this is actually sign language for love. Family, you make the letter F in sign language, and you make a big circle if you want. Love in my family. All right, got it? It looks really cool from here. I wish we had a second camera on the audience, but that's okay.
There is a camera on the
audience. Wait a minute, there is. You're on camera, so come on, get with the program.
All I really need is a song in my heart, food in my belly, and love in my family. Again, all I really need is a song in my heart, and love in my family.
All right, here comes the first verse. Think about Mother Nature.
And I need the rain to fall, and I need the sun to shine.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
To give life to the seeds we sow, to give the food we need to grow.
Let's grow up. Ooh. Hey guys, stand up, come on.
All I really need is a song in my heart, food in my belly, and love in my family. All I really need is a song in my heart, and love in my family.
That's awesome. Let's catch some rainwater. Can you catch some rainwater? Let's drink it down. Sorry.
And I need some clean water for drinking.
Come on, kids, burp.
And I need some clean air for breathing.
Take a deep breath and hold it.
So that I can grow up strong. Show me your muscles. Take my place where I belong.
Come on.
Oh, all I really need is a song in my heart, food in my belly, and love in my family.
A little louder.
All I really need is a song in my heart.
Big finish.
And love in my family.
One more time.
And love in my family.
You guys rocked.
Sing our children off to their classes, if they're going, right? Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the spirit of love surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go. Well, today's message comes in the form of more songs by UU Troubadours, in-house, local, and beyond. And first up is Mike Holliday, a writer and singer-songwriter who lives nearby in Pottstown, PA. Mike is a friend of our fellowship. He's led worship here many times, and he's a regular on our annual tribute to UU Troubadours. And this morning, he'll share with us two songs that attest to the beauty he finds and the meaning he derives in his experience of the world. You see what you look for and a promise of rain. Mike, the mic and the stage is all yours.
When I see a river, of Saturn dancing to the sea, the never-ending song of nature's harmony, a roadmap of the wisdom my father taught to me. You see what you look for. What do you see? What do you look for when you look at me? When I see the ocean, what do I see? A treasure of diamonds sparkling for me. A place where loneliness can find serenity. A chance for mortal souls to glimpse infinity. See what you look for. What do you see? What do you look for when you look at me? When I see a sunrise, what do I see? A new life beginning, completely shadow-free. A promise that my life will shine today for me. Courage to stand up and be who I must be. You see what you look for. What do you see? What do you look for when you look at me? Too often, we're afraid of things that we shouldn't be afraid of. How often have you heard the weather report or somebody saying, oh, there's a threat of rain? What's it going to do, melt you? The other day, it got up to 80. I do volunteer work for AmeriCorps and work with a third grade class in Pottstown. And they said, oh, it's so hot. And we were talking about ancestors and change and history. And I said, well, what do you think is old? Oh, like 1984. That's old. I guess that makes me prehistoric. But we have to embrace all of everything in nature. Promise of rain in the morning sky. Should I believe? Will it pass me by? I need the rain cool on my face, warm in my heart. love and grace. The river may rise, but it will subside. It has no shame, nothing left to hide. It's where I'd swim when I was a child, but a summer's day only lasts a while. A hint of spring, feel it in the breeze, but winter stays clinging to the trees. The sun will rise, the moon will wane, and tomorrow may hold a promise of rain.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's always wonderful to have you back here at Thomas Paine. In our prelude this morning, singer-songwriter Peter Mayer sang of the wonder, the beauty, and the profound experience of the natural world aren't revealed to the sleeping, only to those awake and aware. And there's a passage from the Bible which's been the basis of several pieces of music, including one of Bach's most famous cantatas, Wachet auf, Sleepers Awake. And it talks about the idea of, you know, coming to realize what your fate is and so forth. And so it has a very traditionally religious foundation. But Peter Mayer has a way of taking themes rooted in mainstream religious traditions and recasting them in more universal, humanistic, naturalistic terms. You may recall his song, Holy Now, is really an anthem for religious liberals who seek spirituality rather than religion per se, for those who seek transcendence, not in escaping the interdependent web, but in immersing themselves fully in it. And I invite you now to settle comfortably in your seat. Take a few deep breaths. Clear your mind of distracting thoughts, and then be as mindful as you can of the inspiring words and images in a video recording of Peter Mayer's Trumpeter Swans.
Did I wake and put on the cares of the day, the worries, the news, a thousand to-dos, and ventured out into the morning? The day had grown brighter by then. I heard a sound overhead, a trumpeting call, and that's when I saw you fly over me, gray, white birds. Stood still. staring up at the sky, watched you as you floated by. The sight of you made time go away, and time took a long time returning, and in that long moment it seemed you reached out and swept my heart clean of all its heartaches and put in their place the beauty and grace of you, great white birds. Trumpet the sun with a light on your wings, trumpet the wind, the kinship of things, trumpet this bright shimmering light, this dazzling flight, day into night, everything turned me. Trumpet the sun with its light on your wings, the summer and fall, the winter and the spring. Trumpet the trees, the river, the sea that brought you and me to which we will be one day returning. It hasn't been too many years since you nearly disappeared, but the wise and the brave struggled to save you. Now you are saving me, great white birds.
So many wonderful lines from that song. I mean, the kinship of things, but the one that gets me is time went away and time took a long time returning. And I know every one of you in this room have had experiences like that, where you just got so absorbed in the beauty and the majesty of a scene that you just lost all track of time. Time went away and took a long time returning. Anyway. Well, we're gonna get back to some live music next, right? A live performance of a piece composed by Pat Humphreys, Swimming to the Other Side. The song reminds us that we're all part of this interdependent web of existence, all living beneath the Great Big Dipper, all washed by the very same rain. And it urges us to worship the ground we walk on and cherish the beings we live beside. Pat Humphreys, want to show that next slide? We can see Pat Humphreys. There she is, right? On my left, right? Okay. Pat Humphreys most often performs and records with guitarist and vocalist Sandy Opitau, who goes by name Sandy O, usually. They're an activist duo called Emma's Revolution. Pat is a card-carrying Unitarian Universalist. with an impressive list of recorded songs and a steady succession of performances. In fact, even as I speak, Emma's Revolution is on a tour, a month-long tour, of 16 cities in the U.S. with a stop in Vancouver, Canada. David? Yeah. Okay. I had the pleasure of meeting Pat Humphreys and hearing her and Sandy O at the final meeting of the UU Joseph Priestley District. That's when it was voted to do away with the districts and we went to this new, you know, regional kind of organization structure for the Unitarian Universalist Association. And this morning's performance of Humphreys Swinging to the Other Side features another of our very own UU troubadours, fellowship member Christine Winchester Perry. You okay? All right. Christine will provide guitar and vocals. I'll join on vocals, and we'll once again hear from her spouse, UU troubadour David W. Perry, this time on harmonica.
W. Perry? That's a new one, Jer.
Of words in the verses, by the way.
It's a wordy one, but an important
Mike,
message.
Is this guy okay? All right, good. All right,
yes.
Okay.
Wordy but worthy.
Yes. Okay.
And if you feel so inspired when we get to the chorus a second or third time, and you think a little bit please join in.
We are living neath the great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. I'm alone and I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom and impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open, imperfection, it be my crime. In humility I will listen, we're all swimming to the other side. We are living beneath the great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
On this journey through thoughts and feelings, binding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have come before me, band together and be my guide. Loving lessons that I will follow. We're all swimming to the other side.
We are living beneath the great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. When we get there, we'll discover all of the gifts we've been given to share have been with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We
can balance at the brink of wisdom. Recognize that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together. We're all swimming to the other side. Last time. We are living beneath the great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together. Some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
Thanks so much, Christine, David. You had so much this fellowship, not just with your music, but everything about you, your family.
Like cleaning the kitchen yesterday.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yes, tribute to all those who were, there must have been about 20 people here yesterday, right?
25.
25 altogether. Cleaning out, outside, upstairs, downstairs, and all about. Well, our tribute to you troubadours wouldn't be complete without a song by the most iconic UU troubadour, Pete Seeger.
Right.
We began this tribute in his honor a decade ago, and many of you recall that we first dubbed this event Seeger Sunday before it became UU Troubadour Sunday. Right. And you might remember that each year we schedule UU Troubadour Sunday close to Pete's birthday, which is May 3rd. Now, we moved it up a little bit this year, but it worked out okay. Most of you know how I feel about Pete, his music, and his place, not just in the history of music, but in the history of this country. I considered Pete the conscience of America. Throughout the last century and into this century, he was the voice urging us to listen to our better angels. The playlist of songs he wrote or championed is a soundtrack of the struggle for liberty, justice, equality, and peace. He represented the most significant cultural and political movements of our time. And one of my favorite quotes about Pete comes from a 2014 article that appeared in UU World Magazine. Quote, "If there was ever a progressive cause Pete Seeger didn't sing about, the record doesn't show it." And Pete's playlist is a soundtrack, too, for our Unitarian Universalist principles, from affirming the worth and dignity of every person to practicing compassion and understanding in human affairs, from promoting democratic process to respecting the interdependent web of existence of which we are a part. And one of his most ambitious and prominent causes was his decades-long campaign to clean up the Hudson River. He raised money to purchase and outfit a sailing vessel, a sloop christened Clearwater. He sailed up and down the Hudson River, giving concerts to raise money for projects and motivating efforts to join in cleaning up the Hudson River and making it a living ecosystem once again. Pete Seeger's appreciation for the natural world and for the existential and spiritual significance of its beauty inspired him to compose the lyrical ballad, Sailing Down My Golden River. I love doing this song myself, but I love the way he does it. And this video of him doing it also includes some images from album covers and so forth that give you kind of a glimpse into his career. So let's remember and honor Pete Seeger as he reminds us of an essential truth, that if we connect spiritually with the natural world, we're never alone. And wherever we may go, we're never far from home.
Water in the Hudson River isn't going to be clean up upstate unless it's cleaned down the state too. So
one river, sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own. Yet I was never alone. Sun and water, old life givers, I'll have them where'er I roam. And I was not far from home. Sunlight glancing on the water, life and death are all my own. Yet I was never alone. Life to raise my sons and daughters, golden sparkles in the foam. And I was not far from home. Sailing down this winding highway, travelers from near and far. Yet I was never alone. Exploring all the little byways, sighting all the distant stars. And I was not far from
I always get a lump in my throat when I hear it. When I see that last image of him standing on that rock with his guitar and that last album cover, Pete Seeger, The Power of Song. I mean, I don't know anyone who could use the song with such power and force to move people, to bring people together. Even said that, he said, you know, that his purpose in making music was to build community. And then at the end of his life, when his voice was pretty much shot, he said, well, I can't really sing, but I can get other people to sing. And that's how he saw his mission. Okay. We've now come to that time in our service when we open the floor for joys and concerns. If you're experiencing a joy lifting your spirit up, or a sorrow or concern weighing your spirit down, we invite you, after a brief musical interlude, to share it with us. And our musical interlude this morning is a recording of Prayer Shawl, written and performed by our talented and accomplished UU troubadour, Christine Winchester Perry. Christine composed the piece back in 2008, I believe, right? Yeah. After the Teapuff Prayer Shawl group knitted and gifted her a shawl as a gesture of comfort and support when she was going through some difficult health issues. And after the musical interlude, Mike McNeil will instruct us how to participate in matters of the heart, right?
Mm-hmm. So the folks who are here in person can feel free to head forward to the microphones at the front. And since there are so many, pick the one that feels good for you, and I will figure out how to make sure you are heard. If you have joined on Zoom today, you can use the raise hand feature, which you should find under reactions, whether you've joined on a mobile device or a computer today. And if you are on Zoom and you would like to share, but you are not comfortable speaking, you could certainly type a message into chat, and I'd be happy to read it out on your behalf. We can bring this time of sharing to a close, and I believe today we will be doing Spirit of Life as we often do, except live, which is not so common these days.
Okay, we're going to do Spirit of Life. You probably all know the words, but I think we will put them up on the screen for everyone here. Right? Okay, so it's... extinguish our chalice, but not its flame. The truth of our existence in the interdependent web, the compassion we need to have for all beings we live beside, including ourselves, who weave and are part of the web of life. The commitment we pledge to appreciate and celebrate the wonder and beauty of the natural world, these we take with us to share with those whose lives we touch and whose lives touch our own. And I think it's fitting this morning that we should close with a song. And our closing song, again, we look to Peter Mayer, who expresses in this song the universalist religious perspectives, experience of awe and wonder, appreciation for the beauty of creation, and most importantly, perhaps, acceptance of our place in the web of existence and our blue boat that we sail through the universe in. All right? So let's sing our shared experience of the travelers sailing the wide universe in our beautiful blue boat home. And I ask all of our troubadours this morning to come up and lead the singing of hymn number 1064. It's 1064, folks. Don't be.
Find it.
Okay, ready? Yep. David, you're coming up. Come, Mike, please. So we'll just start, and all right, there's a little catch here, that there's this one part, right, when it says, da 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 dee, da da dee, da 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 da, there's that one little part, right, okay. Right. Yeah, I gotta get rid of that.
Things were going so well.
Yeah, so it get, like, the wide universe is the ocean I travel. If you don't want to do that, that's okay. These guys will do it for you, right? Okay. But there is this one part that catches everybody, because, and the earth is my blue boat home. There's this little rest, blue boat home. And I'll try to play that rest for you so that you know to cut out there and then come back in, right?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Not even worth mentioning.
Ready to go? All right. Let me hear it. Okay.
Though below me I feel no motion, standing on these mountains and plains, far away from the rolling ocean, still my dry land heart can say, I've been sailing all my life now, never harbor or port have I known. The wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue boat home.
Good, you got it. Ready.
Sun my sail and moon my rudder, as I ply the starry sea, drifting here with my ship's companions, bringing questions into the deep. Drifting here in the ship's companion, all we can do is kill broken souls, making our way by the lights of the heavens. And I give thanks to the waves upholding me, hail the great wings urging me on. For me, sing the sky my sailor's song. I was born upon the fathoms, never harbor or port have I known. The wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue boat home.
There we go, folks.
Very good, very good.
Stick around for announcements, and also we have a wonderful prelude, a piece by, a postlude, that's right, by David Perry, called Lake Water, which he has now created a video for.
World
so,
premiere video.
A world premiere of the video. Okay.
I've gone boating on rivers, but they flow too fast for me. And boating on the ocean, I feel lost at sea. But I love to float in my little I love
strip and skinny dip, like my friends and I used to do. In the dark, I'd be a shark, and some nights I'd get love bites too. My head down to my toes, capsized.